Shalom Aleichem, everybody. This week we have the zechus to begin a new Sefer in the Chumash, Sefer Vayikra, discussing for the first many prakim the avoda of the korbanos. And there is a very interesting minhag that developed in the shul of the Abta Rav, Rav Avram Yoshua Heschel, who died in 1825. Abt or Abta is a small town about 150 kilometers northeast of Krakow, and Rav Avram Yeshua Heschel was the Rav there and the founder of the Mezhebov Zhinkover Hasidic dynasty. They have a very interesting minhag. The minhag is to sing the words Lakel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMaasim at the end of our Parsha, at the end of Parshas Vayikra. After the Baal Koreh reads the last pasuk of our Parsha, they sing Lakel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMaasim. These words come from the Siddur, from Shacharis on Shabbos. On Shabbos, after we sing Kel Adon, we say the words Lakel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMaasim. We daven to Hashem who rested on Shabbos, Lakel Asher Shavas, from all the work of creation, Mikol HaMaasim. That's what we say in our tefillah, and it is the minhag of Apt to sing those words after Parshas Vayikra is finished. What is behind this minhag? A beautiful and fundamental explanation is given by the Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, in the fifth volume of Shemen HaTov on our Parsha. Says the Shemen HaTov, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, the very last topic the Torah discusses in Parshas Vayikra is a korban asham, a guilt offering. A korban asham is similar, but not identical to a korban chatas, where a korban is brought because of a sin that a person committed. There are six kinds of ashams, and our parsha speaks about three kinds of korban asham, and that is how our parsha ends, talking about the korban asham. And at the end of discussing these korbanos, the Torah says in Perek Hey Pasuk Chavav, the last pasuk in our parsha, V'chiper alav hakohen. V'chiper alav hakohen lifnei Hashem v'nislach lo al achas mikol asher yaseh le'ashmava. And the Kohen will enable atonement for him before Hashem, and he will be forgiven for any sin that he has committed. These are the last words in the Parsha. V'chiper alav hakohen lifnei Hashem v'nislach lo. After all is said and done, after the person has brought their korban, v'nislach lo, Hashem forgives him. And the Shemen HaTov says, after we hear the words that Hashem has forgiven us, that we have been atoned for our sins, that we are clean and clear of sin, that is when we must go back and analyze what caused the sin, what got us here, how our actions caused us to get us here in the first place. We cannot wallow in the past. We cannot be bogged down by the past. Absolutely not. But we must look back and reflect on the causes and the effects of our actions and see what we can do to prevent them from happening again. When we are in the middle of the sin, God forbid, wrapped up in our mistakes, it's hard to really think clearly like that. But afterwards, after we hear V'chiper alav hakohen lifnei Hashem v'nislach lo, that is when we can think clearly and honestly about how we got here in the first place. The Shemen HaTov says, that is why perhaps at the end of Yom Kippur, we say something that seems strange at first glance. After a whole day of tshuva, really after a whole 40 days, beginning in Elul of tshuva and Alchet and Ashamnu Bagadnu, at the end of this long process, after Yom Kippur is over and we've said Musaf and Mincha and Ne'ilah, after all that, we sit down and daven Ma'ariv. And in Ma'ariv, what do we say? Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Forgive me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my father, because I've sinned. It would seem crazy to say those words. When did we have a chance to sin? We just finished Yom Kippur. When did we have a chance to sin? The Shemen HaTov says that we're not focusing on new sin. No, we are focusing on the past. After we've gone through Yom Kippur and the whole Kapara and Tara process, now we can sit and think with a clear head about what we just went through. We couldn't do it before. Our head was spinning, but now that the process is over, now we can think clearly about our sin and what we can do to prevent it going forward. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is perhaps why the Apter Hasidim sing, L'Kel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMa'asim. Shabbos is the perfect time for these kinds of reflections. After a long week of working and creating and running around, Shabbos is a perfect time for introspection about where we've been and where we're going. And that is what they sing after they hear, V'chiper alav ha-kohen lifnei Hashem v'nislach lo. They declare and we declare, now that we've taken a break from the week, now that we've taken a break from our actions during the week, we now take stock on the past and the decisions we've made, and we look forward with enthusiasm to the next week, where we will, God willing, put ourselves in better environments and make better decisions to maintain and improve our relationship with Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.